A national worker safety organization is using the Upper Big Branch mine disaster as a call to action for the nation to enforce stricter safety standards to prevent workplace deaths. The National Council for Occupational Safety and Health released their report, Not an Accident, Preventable Deaths 2015, Thursday, ahead of the National Workers Memorial Week, which begins Saturday. National KOSH says 54,000 people lost their lives due to workplace accidents in 2014, but few of those incidents resulted in legal action against companies. Dr. Celeste Monforton says the pending trial of Massey CEO Don Blankenship for his involvement in the UBB disaster is an exception. Monforton is a professor at George Washington University and was part of the governor's independent investigation panel on the Upper Big Branch mine disaster that killed 29 men. She begins by reading from Blankenship's indictment.
Blankenship violated worker safety rules in order to produce more coal, to avoid the cost of following safety laws, and to make more money. I wonder whether those words sent chills up the spines of executives in corporate boardrooms across the country, and that they really need to be asking themselves, do we push production by circumventing safety regulations because we want to make more money?
Monforton says when it comes to the mining sector, companies who have workplace fatalities are more likely to go out of business than those who spend extra money to make sure safety standards are strictly followed. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.